in this world where we feel both so connected and so disconnected at the same time, creating time and space and opportunity for real connections and to just be present in other people's lives is the biggest gift you can give them.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
So here's something you may or may not know about me, but I love, capital L, love networking. It is one of my favorite things. I love connecting with other business owners. I love seeing how people can work together. I love learning. I love meeting new people. Like, I just love this collective energy that comes when you're not in isolation. And let's be honest, entrepreneurship feels a lot like isolation. Now, I love networking, and I also think over the years, I've gotten really good at it. I've networked and collaborated with some of the biggest entrepreneurs and influencers in the industry, and I've learned so much through those experiences. In a 2013 article in the Huffington Post, Porter Gale, author of the best-selling book, Your Network is Your Net Worth, wrote, "I believe your social capital or your ability to build a network of authentic personal and professional relationships, not your financial capital, is the most important asset in your portfolio." So you can probably imagine my surprise when me and my podcast producer, Christy, were looking at different topics and brainstorming ideas of how we wanted to kick off this new year. And we realized that within 700 episodes of the show, I hadn't dedicated an episode to this topic that I love so much, networking. So that means this episode is going to be jam-packed with everything from where to meet other business owners, both online and in person, ideas for win-win collaborations, what to say, how to say it. We're diving into all of this inside of today's show. Without further ado, let's dive on into today's episode.
Your sales software shouldn't be a bummer. When you step inside your CRM, you should feel equipped to do your best work. Like you're sitting in the pilot seat with easy-to-use, powerful controls. And that's the magic of HubSpot Sales Hub. The new Sales Hub is designed to help you win quarter over quarter and year over year. With an intuitive prospecting workspace and AI-powered tools that reduce your workload, managing leads is a lot less like manual labor. And closing deals? It's no big deal at all. Wrangle your day-to-day tasks on a seamless platform that makes navigating contacts, calls, and analytics easy. Get AI-powered tools like ChatSpot that are tailor-made to be personal assistants for your CRM. Simply prompt it to pull up a contact, sum up last week's sales, or research your competitors. By automating steps across the sales pipeline, you can take back your time and spend it on more impactful tasks. Close more deals and get on track for your best Q1 yet. Learn about HubSpot Sales Hub at HubSpot.com/sales. That's HubSpot.com/sales.
I have to clear the air on something. I actually hate the word networking. I don't know if it's how it was taught to us or maybe some of the connotations that we have around that word, but I feel like when we think of networking, it feels really sleazy, right? It's more like, what's in it for me and why do I need you in my life to make mine better? And really, I think that when I think about this idea of networking, I think of like collaboration and connection. And I think about like genuine interaction and friendship. And so I just want to like blanket statement this entire episode that if you have a weird feeling about this word networking or the idea of it, or your hands get all sweaty when you even think about it, I want to really shift the conversation in a way that leads us to seeking out more genuine interactions with humans that can create beautiful connections that can blossom into relationships that really enrich your life. So I just wanted to start with that. And maybe that's why I've never recorded an episode on the topic, because the idea of networking to me makes me think of going into like a Toastmasters meeting and standing up and pitching yourself and then like leaving business cards and building out a Rolodex. And like, I don't want anything to do with that. No offense, Toastmasters. That's just not the way that I want to move through life. Like, I want to go deep with people and not wide. And there are so many ways that you can do that through modern day networking through my lens. All right. So first, let's talk about networking in person. One thing that I think is so fascinating is that so many times when I get into rooms with other entrepreneurs, I'll ask them like, are you introverted or extroverted? And so many of us are introverted. And it's so funny because for most of my life, I would have claimed like, I am an extrovert through and through. I love to be in groups. I don't mind being in front of people. I don't mind speaking on stages. But at the core of it, I recharge when I'm alone, and that means I'm introverted. And I would say that a lot of the times when I'm gathering with other entrepreneurs, the majority of us are introverted. And so if networking in person gets you all clammy, let's talk about it. So one of the things that I think is really important is being face-to-face. There's so many things that you can't pick up on through email or DMs, which are things we're going to talk about. But there is something really beautiful about like sharing energy with other people and like being in their space and watching their body language and connecting and hugging and whatever that looks like for you. And networking in person a lot of times means putting yourself out there, which can be so uncomfortable. I will never forget the first time that I really made a huge decision and a massive investment to put myself into rooms with other people. And it was when I joined Lewis Howes Mastermind. And I think it was back in 2016 when I joined that. And I remember, I can literally remember like viscerally standing in my kitchen. We lived on the river in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. And I pulled my checkbook out of the junk drawer and I was writing this massive check to join this mastermind. But there was something inside of my gut that knew I need to be in rooms with people who are dreaming bigger. I need to hear these conversations. I need to be a part of them. I need to be in this collective energy of people who are doing really big things. And I knew it was a great decision. And it's really wild because so many connections that I have, like really valuable connections and relationships, I can literally trace back to that one investment, that first decision, that decision to put myself out there and like really be in the flesh. And it came at such a critical time in my entrepreneurship journey because I was about 5 years into entrepreneurship. At the time, I was mainly a wedding photographer, but starting to branch more into the digital space. And I had really isolated myself. I think that imposter syndrome had caused isolation. I didn't want to put myself into rooms. I was so worried that someone would like walk up to me, and I don't know why anyone would do this, but someone would walk up to me and say, I know you don't know what you're doing. I know you didn't get an art degree. I know you didn't go to school for photography. Who are you to think you can do this? And so I think that for so much of my early days as an entrepreneur, I just isolated and I was on this journey alone. Maybe you're listening to this and you can relate where you're like, I am afraid to be in spaces with other people. Like I have a hard time even saying what it is that I'm doing or what I want to do. And if that's you, sometimes taking that massive leap of faith and sometimes putting an investment down to get yourself into rooms where you can confidently share and express those dreams and really work towards them can be one of the most transformative experiences for you. And so when I think about that mastermind, like I am still really connected to a lot of people that were in that space. And I also, you know, can see this like web of connections that came from just like being in that environment. Networking in person can feel really daunting, but it's this important part of networking and growing and like even just expanding what you believe is possible. According to Jack Flynn from Zipia, 68% of individuals prefer networking in person rather than virtually, and 95% of professionals agree that face-to-face connections are key for successful long-term business relationships. So how do we do this and what does this look like, especially if you don't have the budget for it? So first, look for local networking groups or business groups or even just like community groups. So when I was first coming up, one of my dear friends, Natalie Frank, was the co-founder of the Rising Tide Society. Community over competition was the movement. And they were meeting up once a month. And I would attend some of these different meetups. Sometimes they were virtual, sometimes they were in person, but it was a really great way to be in the room with other entrepreneurs, even if they weren't even in my industry, just like other people that understand how confusing and hard and scary this whole world would be. There may be industry specific or general business networking groups where entrepreneurs and business owners just come together as a collective. I've even just been so enriched by getting together with local moms in my area or joining book clubs or different things like that. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be super niche down, but look for different local opportunities. I feel like we have really been actively building out our local community over the last year, and it has just been so beautiful and enriching. We recently had Coco's 5th birthday and we hosted it at the cinema. We had bid on this item for an auction for her school, and it was to rent out the local cinema for the night. And we had over 40 people there. And so many of these people were relationships that we had made over the last year. And it was so beautiful because it was a lot of her friends, but also their parents. And like, just seeing like our community and our world expand in that way is so enriching. You can also sign up for events or conferences. So I recently did an episode about like where you should be investing in 2024. And I talk about conferences, and a lot of times conferences get you to buy the tickets based off of who's keynote speaking and what the presentations are on and what topics are going to be covered. And all of those are amazing, but, and this is a good but, I believe that so much of the benefit of live conferences and being in person with people comes from those interactions that you have with other attendees. It's at the lunches and maybe the after parties. It's like those connections and those conversations where you go deep and not wide. And so if you are looking to network in person and be in the flesh with other people, signing up for a conference where one, you love the speakers and you love the topics, but two, you know that the people that are in the room are going to be people that you want to be around, that can be an amazing way to build out your network. I love conferences for this sole purpose. I can picture specific events that I've been at where, you know, I'm standing around a little cocktail table and having a conversation with three people, and like those people become my dear friends. I'll never forget meeting my web designer, Jen Olmsted, who's been my web designer for years and years and years. And we met at a conference and we had this little meetup in her hotel room, and we made this charcuterie board, and we had no board and we had no utensils, and we were using plastic utensils and like towels from the hotel to build out this really shoddy charcuterie board. And that was like our first night together. And I will never forget that. But like, it was in those after moments, not those stage moments, where we really connected. And so I highly recommend, if it's in your budget and you can make it happen, go to a conference this year and really mindfully set yourself up to be someone who is not just building their network, but building real relationships with other people that are in the room. And then lastly, joining a mastermind. Again, this was so transformative for me. I actually hosted a mastermind the year that I was pregnant with Coco, and it was so beautiful. We had 25 women. It was life-changing on so many levels. And so if you can find a mastermind where you're with the same cohort of people all year long, you're growing, you're asking questions, you're doing hot seats, you're in community, I really recommend it, especially when you do have to invest so that you are really invested in that process and in that community. It can be so transformative. So definitely recommend in person, if you can, locally, globally, at conferences, in masterminds, with local moms groups, like whatever that looks like. It can be really beautiful. And I just feel like you can learn new perspectives, be stretched, and build real relationships. And here's a pro tip. Oftentimes, when you're at these different things, you're very in the moment, right? I don't know if any of you ever went to camp as a child. I went to Bible camp from like the age of like 5 until I was 18. I loved it. And you know, those moments where like you have this shared experience and then you like go home and you're like, we're going to be pen pals. We're going to stay in touch. Like, how can you contain that beautiful energy of like, I want you in my life, and how can you carry that forward? Right before I hopped on this podcast, I'm in a group text with some women where we were at a mastermind last year and we're still in touch. And I created the group text and was like, let's try to like keep this text going. Like once a week, somebody reach out. You don't have to carry the conversation, but like, let's keep that going. And so how can you mindfully stay in touch? Every single day, I've done this practice for years and years and years. I reach out to 3 different people that I've just been thinking about. They've popped into my brain. I had a dream about them. I listened to some of their content, like whatever that is. And I just reach out and say, I'm thinking of you. I'm here for you. Is there anything I can do? And so make sure that the networking doesn't just happen when you're in the flesh, that you stay in touch, you keep that relationship going, and you do it really intentionally. And it does take time and intention. And so set aside some time for that every day or every week.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, next up, networking on social media. Sometimes social media can feel like the wild, wild west. I totally get it. So I have a few different strategies here, and I want to really like reinforce that like social media is such a powerful way. Before social media, we couldn't like directly connect with an actor or a podcaster or an author in the way that we can literally have this direct line to the people that we want to reach. Now, they might not always read their DMs, but hey, you can send them out into the ether, put it out into the universe, and see what comes back for you. So I love networking online. And let me tell you, for the last decade plus, like I've never had somebody that's logging in and posting content for me. Every single thing that is posted from my account is posted by me, which means I am the person in my DMs and reading the comments and connecting with you. I see you. And so if you want to get in touch with someone, actively engage on their content. They will pay attention. There are certain usernames where I've never met this person in real life, but I see them consistently commenting on my content, sliding into my DMs, answering questions, engaging, checking in. I have built so many relationships, and I can think about these different relationships that have been fostered literally in the DMs where those people come on my podcast. They become friends. They become real life people that are speaking into my life just through that engagement and just showing like, hey, I'm consuming this. I'm offering that feedback. I'm answering those questions. And so do not negate the fact that you have a direct line to people that you would have never had access to. One tip is if there are certain people that you really want to get into your ecosystem, you want to connect with, you want to network with, set post notifications for them so that anytime they are creating content and it is being posted, you are there engaging and write meaningful engagement. Don't just comment like heart emoji or heart eyes, like really write meaningful stuff. And that way they are consistently seeing like, wow, this person is really here. And it's a great way also to get in front of that person's audience. So let's just say, for example, you turn on my post notifications. Every time I post, you hop on, you leave a meaningful comment. One, I could pin your comment, which means your comment is going to get seen by other people. But two, anyone who comments after you is going to see your comment. And there's a great chance that if you're leaving something really thoughtful and insightful, they're going to click on over to your account to see what you're all about and potentially follow you. So it can be like a growth strategy, but also a networking strategy. Do not negate this. My friend Russell Brunson has this Dream 100 list where he is consistently sitting down and writing down 100 names of people that he wants to get connected to, be in touch with. These are like the dream names of people that he wants to have on his podcast or be in person with. And he is actively pursuing them. He's like naming them, claiming them, and pursuing them. And I love this idea because I think oftentimes we think, I want to build my network, but we aren't even specific about like, what does that look like? Who do I want in it? Why do I want this person in it? And so whether you set notifications for 5 people or you write your dream 100 list, this can be a really great way where you are more actively pursuing on social media instead of just like being disengaged and scrolling. Platforms like Instagram and Facebook obviously can be really useful at connecting with other entrepreneurs, connecting with leaders that you want to be in touch with. And you can also use professional platforms like LinkedIn. So we are going really deep on LinkedIn this year. I'm calling it. It's one of my yearly predictions of something that is going to blow up. There's so much space to expand on LinkedIn, but there are also so many ways you can connect on LinkedIn. So if you are not paying attention to LinkedIn, great time to start doing that. LinkedIn is a place where people are literally there to build connections. And one thing that is so powerful about LinkedIn is even if you can't reach the person that you're trying to reach, you might be able to reach the people below them, the people in touch with them. And so there are so many different strategic ways that you can leverage LinkedIn. I think it's a really great place to be on, especially if you're serving other professionals or business owners in your business. They also have amazing groups that you can be a part of, conversations. They host different like webinars and live streams. Like there's so much happening over there. So do not negate the power of LinkedIn. And I also just want to say, this seems like a very beautiful opportunity to invite you. If you are not a part of our Facebook group yet, Gold Digger Podcast Insiders Group. We have 60,000 plus people just like you in this group. There have been businesses formed, collaborations created. We've connected different people to join one another's teams. There's so much happening in there. You can post job needs that you have. You can post what you're available for, if you're available to be hired. There's so much happening. We have it linked up in our show notes and show description for you. Make sure you are over there. We're sharing every single weekly episode, but we're also sharing some behind the scenes and extra posts inside of that. Again, the Gold Digger Podcast Facebook Insiders Group. I have met so many people through Facebook groups. It was a huge way that I was networking early on, sharing the things I'm doing, asking the bigger questions, and paying attention to like, what is the pulse of the industry? What are the questions people are asking? What resources could I be creating? And so don't knock it till you try it. Hop into our Facebook group. The next thing that I want to encourage you when it comes to networking is to reach out however you can, but also to be really thoughtful and intentional with outreach. So I was talking about keeping in touch, right? And that works for people that you've already been in their ecosystem and they know who you are. But what does it look like for people who have no idea that you exist? You want to create opportunities for a win-win situation, a collaboration, or for you to show up and serve someone else. And one thing that's so interesting is we get hundreds of pitches each week from people who want to be on this podcast to sponsors that want to work with us. And so often I am always just like amazed at how it's positioned as what's in it for them, right? And we've talked about different ways that you can pitch really positively on this podcast, but you always want to position it with one, why are you reaching out? What is it about me that is attracting you? What do you love? What have you taken away? What action have you taken from what I've taught? What was your favorite episode? What was your favorite chapter in my book? Like really creating that first connection and then sharing, okay, here's what's in it for you. And we have to position it in that way because if somebody is reading a pitch and all they're thinking about is like, well, yeah, this sounds like a great opportunity for you, but like what's in it for me? it's likely going to be a no. And so you really want to approach it with, I know your work. I consume your work. I'm a part of your work. This is why you've piqued my interest. Here's what I can bring to the table. One thing that's really interesting. So Natasha, who runs all of our chat funnels, she literally sent out a cold pitch. And within one day, I had signed a huge contract with her because I caught her pitch. And here's what caught my attention. She sent out a pitch. She was very aware of the work we do. She referenced specific things that she had consumed of ours, which made me understand that she understood who we were and what we were doing. And then she said, I notice you're not doing this yet. And here's why you might want to consider doing this chat automation. And here's how it can transform your business. And she literally had recorded a Loom video. It was like 3 minutes long. It was beautifully done. It did not waste my time. And literally within that day, I got on the phone with her and we started working together within 24 hours. And so she knew me and my business well enough to say, here's a gap I see and here's how I can help you fill it. And here's what the benefit of filling it will be. And so I just think that there are definitely ways to cold pitch. I've hired different team members from cold pitches, but you have to be willing to take the time to understand who it is you're pitching to, why this is of value to them, and how you're going to change the game for them. And it's just repositioning, right? And this is where I think so many people get networking wrong, is a lot of times they try to go wide and not deep. And so they'll send the same pitch to 20 different people. I cannot tell you the amount of DMs and pitches we get where it has the wrong name. Like, you can tell it's literally a copy and paste template. Like, we do not even glance at these. If you can't even take the time to think about who it is you're addressing, not going to happen. And so instead of spending 20 minutes sending out a blanket pitch to 20 different people, what if you spent that same amount of time going really deep for one person, right? It'll totally change it. So when we're thinking about different ways that you could present win-win collaborations, you could do things like a podcast swap. If you are someone that has a podcast, I'm going to talk about this in a minute, you could each go on each other's show. You could do joint marketing campaigns, like cross-promoting each other's products or services. You could do affiliate programs where you affiliate for someone else or they affiliate for you. You could co-host a webinar or an event. There's so many different ways where you could team up and collaborate with someone, making it a win-win opportunity. Now, one thing that I want for you to think about is if you really want to connect with more experts, or there are certain people where you're like, I would die to connect with them, a podcast is one of the best ways that you can do this. So my podcast has given me the opportunity to interview over 300 other CEOs and entrepreneurs. These are people I would have never had the ability to connect with had I not had created a platform like this podcast, the one that you're listening to. A podcast is this beautiful way to say to somebody, I see you. I honor your gifts. I want to tell your story. Will you come on? I will expose you to my community. I will guide you in a conversation that's going to be really powerful. And I'm going to share it to my audience because I think your story is one worth telling. And so if you have not considered creating a podcast, I cannot tell you how much my podcast has given me proximity to the people that I want to be in touch with. And just having that proximity and the ability to say, I see you, I honor you, I value you, I want to tell your story. It has opened up so many doors. It's created so many opportunities to collaborate. It's built so many friendships and relationships. And so if you want to learn how to start your own podcast, go to freepodcastclass.com. You can learn how to launch your own show. That's freepodcastclass.com. It is my podcasting masterclass, Podcasting 101, 3 easy steps to launch your show. I'm going to show you why starting a podcast is way easier than you might think. But trust me, my podcast is probably the number one way that I network because I get to interview and get in touch with people and present them the opportunity of my platform, which is something that they will say yes to. Whereas if I just said, hey, can I hop on a Zoom call and interview you for 45 minutes? I just want to pick your brain. They would probably say no. One thing that I think is super interesting is that there are always opportunities to collaborate. And if you know something of value, or you teach something, or you have a skill or a strategy, or you make something, there are so many different ways that you can offer your gifts to other people. And again, it's what's in it for them, not what's in it for you. People can really smell when you're just out there for yourself. Here's a funny story. So years and years and years ago, I did watercolor art. I don't know if anyone that's listening to the show has been around since then. I used to do calligraphy. I loved watercolor. It started as an experiment and it became a thing. And I was following Aerie, which is American Eagle's brand, sister brand. And Aerie was creating these really ugly quote graphics for their feed. They did not have a graphic designer on site. It was kind of an early brand. And I literally reached out to them on one of their posts in the comment section and said, I would love to create custom artwork for your social for free, like no strings attached. And they said, great, email us at blah, 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 and said their email. I got in touch with them and I said, give me like 10 different quotes you want and I will watercolor them for you for free. I just want your feed to be more beautiful because what you do and what you create and what your mission is beautiful. Fast forward like 5 years later, I am now one of their Aerie Real role models. I'm doing photo shoots. I'm in New York City for events with them. Like that outreach and offering turned into something so much bigger where I was able to partner with Aerie for multiple years and do really beautiful, meaningful work with a brand that I loved. And that free outreach and that free offer turned into something that I couldn't have even conceived of when I initially did that. And so again, if you have something to offer, consider leading your networking efforts with that offer to build real relationships, to provide value. I think that's so powerful. Okay, so a few final tips as we sum this up. The biggest thing that I want for you to understand about networking is you want to approach it with this general interest of building a relationship. Again, it's not just building your network to have a network. It's really building your network to have people in your corner, to have a community you can ask questions to have camaraderie in this isolated entrepreneurial experience. And you want to lead with helping others. The way that you can really go deep is by being who you are. It's the only thing that sets you apart from everyone else and showing up in only the ways you can. And really just being there as a force for other people. Building real relationships takes time and energy. And I know that's something that a lot of us are lacking. But if you are feeling alone, really take the time to reach out, to offer your insights, to give, to really let people know, like, I'm here and I'm here to serve you and I'm here to add value to your life, whatever that looks like. And trust me when I say what goes around comes around. It always, always does. It's so beautiful when you can build real relationships. If you are going to do cold outreach or reaching out, make it concise, make it meaningful, make it impactful, and do your research. Take the time to go deep with one person instead of trying to go wide with 20 people. I promise you, it is going to make a much deeper impact. At the very beginning of this year, I was in a mastermind with like 30 of my friends and I was sitting next to my best friend, Amy, who you all know and I talk about often. And we had to go around and just share something about like over the last year. And we also had to share like name someone in the room who has been impactful for you this last year. And it was really, really eye-opening to me because I pride myself on reaching out to people as much as I can and with like so much intention and just like being as generous as I possibly can. And as we went around the room, so many people had brought up different instances where I'd reached out to them at different times in their lives. One of my friends had had a baby and I was really there for her in that postpartum period. One of my friends was launching her book and I was right next to her as she launched her book and guided her through the process. And multiple people had brought that up. And Amy turned to me and she said, I knew you were a really good friend to me, but it is amazing how you've shown up for so many people in this room over the last year. I didn't know that you were doing that. And I don't know how you do that. And I think that in this world where we feel both so connected and so disconnected at the same time, creating time and space and opportunity for real connections and to just be present in other people's lives is the biggest gift you can give them. People will always remember how you made them feel. And so when you approach networking with this wholehearted, deep desire for connection and for service and for genuine relationships, it is going to absolutely crack your life open in the best possible way. And so let this be the year, whether it's in person at a conference or on LinkedIn or sliding into the DMs or pitching yourself for something or creating your own podcast so you can host conversations with people you want to be in touch with. Let this be the year where real, raw, genuine, authentic connection happens and that you are the catalyst that creates it. In the end, mastering the art of networking is not just about collecting business cards and making small talk. It is about building these meaningful relationships and building this community around you that can not only help you move forward personally, but can also help you grow professionally. Networking is this skill that's going to evolve over time as you really hone in on it. The possibilities are literally endless when you dedicate your time and energy to networking and nurturing relationships. And so let this be the year. Let this be the year where you focus on quality and not just quantity. And I hope you set your sights on how you can really just expand your world, your knowing, your possibilities through other people that are surrounding you. Last but not least, the more you give, the more you receive. I promise you on that one. Thank you so much for hanging out. Thank you for being a part of this community. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals, and I hope to see you in our Facebook group.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.